adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he is getting closer.
This way, Pancho. Vamos.
The Cisco Kid. Exciting story of the Cisco Kid, Run on the Bank. In the early 1870s, a severe financial panic swept the country. Bank after bank failed until, even in the small remote towns of the Southwest, people began to believe that their money was safer at home. As our story begins, it is early morning. The Cisco Kid and his faithful companion, Pancho, are riding at top speed from their camp to the town of Cottonwood City.
Matter me, Cisco. Why this big hurry?
Because Senor Harley, the banker, sent for us, Pancho.
Pancho no Senor Harley's son come to our camp at the daylight. He in a hurry, too. Pancho not like such a hurry, Cisco.
Well, neither do I, amigo. But we must hurry. Up, yabba.
Go, logo, hurry. What do we hurry for, Cisco?
Because the people may start a run on his bank.
Run on his bank?
Si.
On the roof of his bank?
No, Pancho, not on the roof.
If Pancho thinks that's very funny, Cisco, people running around on the roof of his bank.
They are not running around on the roof, Pancho.
No?
A run on the bank means that the depositors want to get their money out of the bank.
Yeah, we got no money in the bank, Cisco. We not got to run.
Oh, never mind, Pancho. I'll explain it all to you later. Come, amigo, faster. Yeah, I'm coming.
What's going on over there in front of the bank, Luke?
People are waiting for the bank to open, looks like. It opens in about 10 minutes, eh?
Yeah, but there ain't usually that many waiting.
Maybe they're after their money. I hear some of them eastern banks had to close down. They had big runs on them.
Yeah, I'd like to get some of my hands on some of that money. I sure could use it, Luke.
Yeah, me too. Hey, look. A couple of riders coming fast.
Yeah, and riding straight for the bank. Hey, Luke, it's that Cisco Kid on the other side, Wendy.
Riding up to the back of the bank.
Hey, look at that, Luke. There's old man Harley opening the back door of the bank to let them hombres in.
Let's mosey on over there, Nat. I got a hankering to know what's up.
If we get close up to the back, maybe we can find out. Them board walls right next where old man Harley has his desk are mighty thin.
Yeah, that's the idea, Nat. Yeah, here we are. We just make out we're standing here to be in the shade. Now, listen.
Sure as blazes, that's what's going to happen, Cisco. As soon as I open the bank doors, people are going to make a rush to draw out their money.
You see what I told you, Ned?
Yeah, quiet. Listen.
Look that way, senor. I got gold enough on hand to take care of most of them for a little while. As soon as the word spreads to the ranchers and my big depositors, I'm sunk.
Pancho, think that easy, senor. Not let the people in.
Well, I have to open the bank doors on time, Pancho. I'm legally responsible.
Si, of course, senor Harley. What can Pancho and I do to help?
Well, my friend Todd Jordan over at the Mesa City Bank will help me out. He said he'd let me have gold enough to get me through the day, and if I can get through today, I figure I'll be all right.
You have talked with him about this?
Yeah, we've been expecting something like this to happen for some weeks now. We agreed that whichever one of us was in trouble would call on the other for help. What I'd like you and Pancho to do, Cisco, is to bring back gold from his bank.
How much gold?
$50,000.
Pancho, think that a lot of gold?
Let me see now. The weight of that gold, about $20 to the ounce, that would be...
About 150 pounds, Cisco.
See, our horses can carry that, Senor Harley, if we divide the weight. But how will Senor Jordan know us? He has never seen us, and we have never seen him.
I'll telegraph him you're coming, Cisco. Also, I've written this note. Give him that.
Oh, we are very glad to help you, Senor. But may I ask why you did not call upon the sheriff or some of his deputies to do this errand?
The sheriff's gone south on county business, Cisco. As for his deputies, they're honest enough, but they might do some talking. And the more talking, the bigger the run. Besides that, I got all kinds of confidence in you and Pancho.
Come on, Nat. We've heard all we need to.
$50,000 in gold. It's a nice chunk of money, Luke.
Bet it is, and we're going to have it. Let's get our horses, quick.
Hey, what are we stopping at this gorge for, Luke?
Because this is the best place along the whole trail to bushwhack Cisco. That bridge over the gorge is mighty narrow, Nat. It'll have to come to almost a full stop before going onto it. Yeah, let's lead our horses around these boulders out of sight of the trail.
You're going to shoot Cisco down, huh?
No, we don't want murder, Nat. We'll just tie them both up and roll them down to the gorge. It won't hurt them too much. It ain't too deep. Yeah, this is good. Whoa, boy. Oh, steady. Yeah. Come on. Get back behind these rocks. You take one side of the trail and I'll take the other. This was made to order for us, Ned.
Pancho, for the last time I tell you, a run on the bank has nothing to do with running on the roof of the bank. Trying to get that through your head, amigo.
They run to the bank, Cisco?
Si, if you must have them run, Pancho, they run to the bank, but not on it. Now, do you understand?
Si, Pancho understand. Cisco and Pancho bring the goods back, and all the people run together.
Well, something like that, Chico.
Pancho get a better idea than this, Cisco.
Yeah, what is the idea, Pancho?
Cisco and Pancho not put any money in the bank.
That's true.
So Cisco and Pancho not got to run together.
Si, that is also true.
We just run to get the money so other people can run together.
It's not a bad explanation, Pancho. Steady. Easy,
loco, easy.
Come to the bridge now.
Yeah, Pancho think people should use tortillas for money, Cisco.
Oh, it might be easier if they did, but... Yeah, what is the matter, Diablo? You walked out on that bridge before now.
Hold it, Cisco, get your hands up.
You too, hombre.
Oh, Diablo.
Ho, loco, bandido, Cisco.
Hey, what curtsies are their faces? What is all this, hombres?
Get down off them horses.
Pancho like to stay where he is.
Get down or get drilled.
We may as well accommodate these hombres, Pancho. Huh? Maybe for a moment until they find we have no money.
Keep your hands up high, Cisco. Now turn around. I'll just take these guns.
Get the other one's guns, Ned.
Oh, not, is he? You'll remember that name.
I got him.
Now get that rope around, Cisco.
One moment, though. This joker's going about far enough.
I'm warning you, Cisco. Make one wrong move and I'll shoot you down. Get that rope around him.
Yes,
you're not putting the rope around Cisco. Pancho grabbed you by the neck.
So you would strike down Pancho, would you? We will see about that.
Watch him, Luke.
You coyotes.
Unwhip him, Ned, from behind.
That'll learn him to do as they're told. Quick now, Ned. Get him tied up while I'm hunting through Cisco's pockets.
It won't take long. Yeah. Get this in first step. Now for Cisco.
Looks like this might be the note. Todd Jordan. Dear Todd, the run on my bank's going to start any minute. Need $50,000 in gold as per my telegram to you. You can trust the bearers, Cisco and Pancho, signed George Harley. Yeah, this is what we want, Matt. You got Cisco tied up?
Yeah, almost. Yeah. That ought to do it.
Let's roll him down to the gorge.
Now, give me a hand. All right. Shove it.
Now, the other one. That's good enough. Yeah, looks as if this is going to be a mighty easy 50,000, Matt. Come on, let's go.
Pancho. Oh, my head feels as if it is coming off my shoulders. Pancho!
Cisco, where you are?
I'm over here, Pancho.
Pancho not can get out of his blankets. Pancho think... Pancho tie up.
Si, amigo, we are both tied. Those bandidos tied us and then rolled us down into these gourds. They tied us tightly, too.
Pancho try the ropes. Santo Pancho not can get away either. Pancho, hung up on this stump.
Do not understand why they would want to hold us up until this. We had no money or valuables.
Money, Cisco. Money for the bank.
Si. My head is slow and clearing. We must get free, Pancho. Señor Harley is counting on us. It's no use.
Pancho, not even get off this stump, Chisco.
Wait. No, not struggle anymore, Pancho.
Come on, no.
I was caught on that stump in such a position that if I can roll over to you and get my fingers in the knot of that rope, perhaps we can get free after all. I'll try to roll over there.
See, it's good, Chisco. Two more time, and you'll be here.
See?
One more now. Bueno, Chisco, you make it.
It's not easy to do that. If I can just raise myself a little bit, enough to get my fingers on that knot. I reach it. Do not move, Pancho.
Pancho not move, Chisco. Pancho not able to move.
Maybe that he did not tie the knot itself too tightly, and if so... As I thought, I think I can untie this, Pancho.
See, Pancho getting sick of this stump.
Hold steady now, hold steady.
Santo,
this is slow work.
Pancho get loose, he kicked this stump all to pieces.
They will not help matters, amigo. I'm getting it. There, the first knot is untied. Second one should not be so hard.
Pancho feel it giving away, Chisco.
He is getting loose, Pancho. One more tug and we should have it.
One more.
There you are, Pancho.
Oh, gracias, Chisco. Pancho, get his knife out and cut these ropes.
See, kind of this.
Pancho, cut Chisco free.
Gracias. Feels good to stand up again.
What do we do now, Chisco? We got no guns. Our horse is gone.
I think our horses will be nearby. Come. Let's get up out of this gorge. Good thing for us it was not very deep. There we are, Pancho. He's not so bad. There are horses grazing over there.
Lalo! Lalo!
We'll continue our ride to the bank, Pancho, as if nothing had happened.
One big lump on Pancho's head has happened, Chisco.
Easy, Diablo.
Easy, loco. Now, Pancho.
See, on mine too, amigo. Bank reminds me I'd better be certain that note is safe. Because without it, I... Santo, Santo!
What?
The note is gone.
The note is gone.
Of course, I should have seen it before.
See what? The note, Chisco?
Should have known those hombres held us up just to get that note. Somehow they found out about it, Pancho. By now they may be at Mesa Senator Bank and I've gotten the gold we are supposed to get.
Uh-oh.
Come, Pancho, we must ride as we have never ridden before.
Hop there, we got that. Go like you've never ridden before. Go!
But this is one time our friends Cisco and Pancho may be too late. In just a moment, we'll continue our exciting story of the Cisco Kid. To the Cisco Kid in our thrilling story, Run on the Bank. On their way to the Mesa Center Bank to get $50,000 in gold with which to hold off a run on the Cottonwood City Bank, Cisco and Pancho were held up, knocked unconscious, and bound with ropes. When finally they recovered consciousness and managed to free themselves, Cisco discovered that the note he had been carrying to the Mesa Center banker was gone. Meanwhile, in front of the Mesa Center Bank.
Hey, come on, Luke. Let's hustle in and get that gold.
Wait a minute. There's no rush. It might make the banker get suspicious. Follow me and take it easy, man.
Mr. Jordan?
That's right. And
the Cisco Kid.
Oh, yes. And this is Pancho, I presume.
Yeah.
And I've been expecting you. I got Harley's telegram about 15 minutes ago.
Where's the gold, mister?
Just a moment. Have you got any identification with you?
We got a note from Harley, if that's what you mean.
Well, may I see it?
Oh, sure. Yeah, here you are.
That looks all right. That's Harley's signature. And I have the gold here all ready for you in these sacks. Just sign this paper, please, Cisco.
What is it?
Oh, merely a receipt stating that you received the gold.
Oh, sure, sure. I'll sign it. Here, give me a pen. There you are.
The Cisco Kid. Then I should have your legal name.
What for? That's the name I always go by. Come on, we're in a hurry to get back.
Well, it's irregular, but I guess it's all right in this emergency. Here's the gold.
I'll take that one, Luke.
What did you call him, then?
That's what he calls me sometime, mister. Just Luke.
Yeah, sure.
I think I'm going to require more identification from you men. I'm not satisfied with the way you're acting. I'll take that sack of gold back.
No, no, you won't. And don't reach under that counter, either.
Watch him now.
Oh! He won't need any more watching.
You fool! Now we got murder to answer for, too.
Never mind John about it. Grab the rest of them sacks and let's get out of here. Somebody might have heard them shots.
Kind of late getting out, ain't you?
Yeah, sure am. I guess most everybody else in town was just as late, though. That was a mighty good barn christening last night, even if it did keep the whole town out for all hours.
Yeah, wasn't it? It sure was.
Well, I guess I'll mosey along and see if my friend Jordan's got the bank open.
I'll see you later.
All right. Better leave this door open. It's getting kind of hot out. Jordan? Well, must be here somewhere. Bank's open. Oh, Jordan, you out back there? Well, that's funny. Jordan, what? Great Scott. Jordan. He's dead. Shot. By thunder, who'd do this? Wait, here's a note. Cisco and Pancho, eh? Well, they sure don't look as if they could be trusted. Them coyotes, I...
Hurry.
Yes, yes,
go find the
Sheriff.
Come on.
Buenos dias, Senor Sheriff.
Buenos dias, Senor Sheriff. Senor Jordan, is he here, Sheriff?
Yeah, he's here. You're a Cisco, huh?
See, but we have no time to talk, Sheriff. We are in a great hurry.
So am I. I'm in a hurry to put you two hombres under arrest. Now get them up.
Under arrest? But for what? Do not understand. I... Santo. Is that Senor Jordan?
Pancho, think he get out of here.
Stand where you are. Keep your hands up. You're under arrest for murder. For Jordan's murder.
But we know nothing of this, Sheriff. Only just now we rode in here. We are from Senor Barley's bank in Cottonwood City.
See, people are running all over the bank, senor.
So, you just got here, did you?
See, we did.
Then how do you explain this note being here ahead of you?
Well, that is very easily explained, Sheriff. Yeah. We were held up on the road back by the little bridge over the gorge. Two hombres bound us with ropes and took the note from us. They are the ones who committed that murder.
That's a likely story, Cisco. Only trouble is I don't believe a word of it. All right, now turn around. I'm putting my handcuffs on you. Turn around.
But, Sheriff, we must...
I said turn around, and that's what I'm at right now.
No, Sheriff, we are not going to be arrested.
Look, let go of my gun, you...
Pancho, get his other gun.
Yes, Pancho, get his gun.
Let go, you buzzard.
There we are. A thousand pardons to you, Sheriff, but we must borrow these guns of yours for a while. Come, Pancho, andale.
Hold up.
Stop here and rest a moment, Pancho, and decide what we are going to do.
Pancho, think today is all troubles.
Si, amigo, it is. The first thing we must do is to find out which way those hombres went.
They go back to Cottonwood City, Cisco?
No.
No?
I would think that is where they would not go.
Uh-huh.
And if so, they would be likely to go in this direction. Mm-hmm. If we can pick up their trail...
How we do this, amigo? Many horses been over these grounds.
Si, but as we were following their trail to the Mesa City Bank, I noticed that one of their horses had missed his shoe.
Oh.
It shows clearly in the track. Let us examine the ground around here, Pancho.
Yes, examine the ground around here.
Sir, the east is about in here, right? Thinking it. Hey, Pancho, come here.
What?
Look.
Where?
You see that hoof print?
Si, 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 the print.
That is the one I was talking about. Uh-huh. Those hombres rode this way.
Come, Cisco, we follow them, no?
No, not
so
fast,
amigo. Not so fast.
Let me think.
Think, go ahead.
On this trail, they would be watching their back track closely.
Si, si.
They would not be paying so much attention to the trail ahead.
We follow them, the sheriff follow us.
There is no doubt that the sheriff will follow us, Chico. We waste time here. We'll make a circle and come in on the trail far ahead.
Around circle, huh?
And there we'll wait for those banditos to come along. Come, Pancho, we ride.
Ain't nobody following us, Luke.
No, don't seem to be.
Chances are Cisco and Pancho ain't even out of that gorge yet. They look funny rolling down into it.
Well, don't take that Cisco kid too lightly, man. He's a bad hombre, and he's a smart hombre. I aim to keep going till we're well out of this country.
Yeah, we can afford to go anywhere we want now, Lou.
Yeah, sure we can.
$50,000. That's a nice haul.
Yeah, wish we could get all our money that easy. But don't forget, the law's going to be after us hot and heavy.
Yeah, we can keep away from them easy. Yeah, I wonder if anybody's going into that bank.
They'll go in there plenty soon. Too soon to suit me. Better push on faster than this. Come on. Get up there, boys.
Yeah.
Cisco, Riley's coming up the trail.
Si. Those are the hombres we want, Pancho.
Si, they got the goals with them, Cisco?
That's what we do not know. I hope they have.
Yeah, Pancho hopes so, too. People be running all over that bank by now.
Right, so not Keto, Pancho.
What's that?
They're almost here.
Mm-hmm.
When they ride into these little paths, we will drag them from their horses.
Drag them from the horses.
Shh, Cisco
ain't within miles of here, Luke.
Ain't taking nothing for granted, see?
All right. Don't get sore. You know what makes me laugh?
Oh, what?
I think all them people after that money. And we got it. That's funny.
Oh, you think it's funny, do you?
Think
it is quite so funny a few minutes from now, Pancho. Come down off that porch.
Come down, I said.
Now, won't take those guns away from you. All right, get up on your feet. Set the other one up too, Pancho.
Why don't you give up his soft teeth?
You got nothing on us, Cisco. What's your idea?
Nothing except a murder and a bank robbery, hombre.
You don't talk so much. Come on, we'll beat him up.
We'll see about that. This is one fight that I am going to endure.
Look out, Cisco. He's going to throw it up.
Oh, no, he is not. That will take care of that.
Behind you, Cisco, the other one.
I'm about to stick out his feet.
Now I sit on you.
You straight one. Get out the bridge out of me.
Good for me.
Get my hands on your throat, Cisco.
You do, but you will not. This is the reason why you will not.
Bravo. The big hombre go down, Cisco.
See. I think that is all the fighting they want. Where are you, hombres?
I get up now, Cisco.
Si, get up.
I ain't got my breath back yet. That one tripped me and sat on me.
Pancho.
See?
Look in those saddlebags. Uh-huh. See if the gold is there.
Pancho, see, Saxi, Cisco. There's the gold.
Bueno. Now, Pancho. You ride back to Mesa Center with those hombres under guard.
What's Cisco do?
I've got to get this gold to Senor Harley's bank.
Uh-huh.
Maybe that we're not too late.
You men stand right where you are, the four of you.
These are the hombres you want, Sheriff.
Huh?
And here are your guns. Gracias for the use of them.
He's crazy, but... Sheriff. We ain't done nothing.
Look, Cisco crazy, too.
Wait, Pancho, wait. Uh-huh. Look in the saddlebag, Sheriff. You'll find $50,000 in gold. Gold meant for the Cottonwood City Bank. And as for that murder, this hombre here shot Senor Jordan.
That's a lie, Ned.
Shut up, you double-crosser.
There you see, Sheriff.
Maybe you're right, Cisco, but just the same, we'll all ride back to the jail and straighten it out there. Come on.
But, Sheriff, you read that note from Senor Harley, so you must realize he needs that gold.
Yeah, I know,
but... If you still doubt me, you have a number of men in your posse. Let some of them ride escort with me back to Cottonwood City.
Well, that sounds fair enough. All right. Jim, you and Sam and Walt ride along with Cisco. The rest of us will ride herding these other galoots.
Gracias, Sheriff. I hope you have fast horses, amigos, because you are going to have a fast ride.
Oh, Logo, slow down.
Easy now, easy.
Oh, easy. Look, what's the matter with you today?
Bank is not closed its doors, Pancho. We're in time. Here, give me a hand with these sacks.
Easy, Pancho, help.
Hand me another one of them.
Another one, easy.
Now, come into the bank with them. Come on.
Cisco, you made us.
Si, senor. Will you open this little gate for us, please?
You bet I will. With a great deal of pleasure.
Gracias. Well, there's your gold, senor. $50,000, what?
George, you got here just in time, Cisco. I was down to the last $100. Be patient, folks. I'll be right back with you. I'm mighty obliged to you two.
Do not mention it, senor.
It was big fun.
I know I picked the right man to help me out. With you two on the job, I knew nothing could happen.
Well, not very much, senor.
Oh, no, nothing at all, senor. Outside of a holdup, murder, and bandidos, nothing at all happened. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
If Pancho ever owned a bank, he got to do a rip of... He got to do arithmetic. What do you call it?
Arithmetic.
See, arithmetic. No?
Of course you would have to do arithmetic, Pancho. Uh-huh. That is very necessary in banking.
Then Pancho will never be a banker.
Oh, arithmetic is not so hard.
It's too hard for Pancho.
It's quite simple. Uh-huh. For example, uh-huh. if you have two of something...
Two of something. Uh-huh.
And somebody gives you two more... Uh-huh. How many somethings will you have?
Don't rush me. Don't rush me. Anything. Two of something. Si. And two more.
Si.
Pancho got five.
No. You will not have five, Pancho.
No?
Two and two do not make five.
Not five.
They make four.
Well, what kind of two somethings we got, Cisco?
Oh, let us say tortillas, amigo.
Oh, no wonder Pancho get it wrong.
Well, what do you mean, Pancho? Well,
Pancho not figuring with tortillas. Pancho figuring with enchiladas.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
And so ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. To listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Pancho by Harry Lang.